Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. Fun Friday show. World Cup Day. We didn't really acknowledge it. I don't really know anything about it. They drew the teams and the groups of death and non-death and whatever.
It was not a group of death for the United States.
No, I've heard it's an easy group.
According to ESPN, yeah. A favorable matchup. Paraguay, Australia, and then the winner of a play-in, Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo. As
don't worry, game. We'll still find a way to underwhelm.
That part's true.
No, they should advance. I'm just going to say, if it's an easy group, then you better advance. Put some pressure on them, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, when you have the home field advantage, so to speak, you'd certainly like to do that. But
anyway, let's talk about some football we know something about. It's time now for the Pick Six Parlay.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six!
Jones with the pick six!
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
All right, gentlemen. We're performing better. And specifically, you know who's finally pulling his weight?
Woo!
Sandy Hart. Who is a winner, I'm just going to say is a winner 2 weeks in a row.
Yes, in some weeks I picked two winners.
Some weeks Andy picked a game that was negated by Ted Johnson to where we had a fill-in game that was picked. Both of them did end up winning, which I do find kind of humorous. God, I wish the one that he picked for you lost more than anything in the world in this parlay.
That would have been a thing.
It would have been hysterical is what it would have been.
Would have been a thing.
But we went 4-2 in week 13. We are 40-36 on the season. We are still chasing that elusive parlay victory.
Yep.
And
I'm still making donations on a weekly basis.
Andy's bank account and his favorite sports book still collecting donations. Ted Johnson 10-3. Fitzy and Brian tied for second at 7-6. Stiz and Dan are great with the young generation because they are both 6-7. And Andy is 4-9.
And chasing you, I made a promise and a declaration.
Dun-dum.
I will not finish last.
Dun-dum.
Dun, dun, I'm coming dun, dun, for dun,
dun,
y'all.
Y'all, I was going to say, me or...
What's that phrase they say in the South? Fixing? Finning?
I'm fixing to do some winning.
Yep. I'm going to take you over.
Awesome. Rolled off the tongue. Glad you said it. Andy, your pick for this week.
So I am looking to the AFC South.
Okay.
You guys know I've kind of been a sneaky Jags fan all year. I kind of like what they're
doing. That's super untrue. Okay.
I like what they're doing. Liam Cohen, after he got past the embarrassment of Duval.
Sneaky Jags fan, okay.
My guy Shane Waldron on staff down there trying to fix the generational talent that is Trevor Lawrence.
The what that is Trevor Lawrence?
Mm-hmm. Generational
talent.
No,
let him just keep going.
Yeah. Okay.
He's supposed to be a generational talent.
I'm trying to wrestle the shovel away from you as you keep talking, but go ahead.
So Colts and Jags is a long-standing rivalry, and I think the Colts are going in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a quarterback who is banged up. I think we've talked about it a lot. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Jacksonville is getting 1.5 in this game. Give me the Jags to win this game outright, but if I need the points, I'll take them just to get the win in the parlay. But I think the Jags win this game outright, take another step toward the playoffs, and the Colts get closer to elimination.
Fitz, you like this one?
It's not bad. I think the Colts are a wounded animal right now. They're not doing anything well enough to instill the confidence that people had in them in the first half of the season when it looked like they were an absolute wagon. No Sauce Gardner, big problem. Daniel Jones with a 3D printed brace for his fractured fibula that was made by his friends, that's a problem as well. They're a one-trick pony right now, and Jacksonville has a tenacious enough defense to be able to mitigate the damage of that one-trick pony. I think the Jags win a game very similar, Andy, to last week's game, which was 20-16 Texans over the Colts.
So the 603 immediately responds, Andy, no, don't touch this game. Are you kidding me? Too late. I made my pick. I stand by it. I'm on a heater. It's a heat check.
Okay. It is kind of funny that they're home dogs. I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah.
Just given the
You know what they say?
No.
Home dogs bark the loudest.
Fitzy, your pick for this week.
I'll just start talking so Andy doesn't bark anymore. Does that work for everyone?
Comfortable with me.
Okay. Believe it or not, a New England Patriots fan in a pick six group wager is actually going to go to the team that he loves trolling the most. Just end the season or all games are played and how you spell their name, J-E-S-T, Jest. I think the New York Jets are going to win outright on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins at MetLife Stadium. They are a 2.5-point dog at home. Home dogs bark the loudest. But also, the Jets are 3-2 in their last five. That's right, outright winners, not just against the spread, outright winners in three of their last five. Aaron Glenn has his slipshot, ragtag, traded away group playing pretty well. Dolphins are playing pretty well too, but get this, guys. In games where the temperature was below 45 degrees at kickoff, Tua Tagovailoa is 0-8. Your kickoff temperature on Sunday, 41 degrees.
Science.
Yeah, it's true. Those are simply numbers. And the fact that there isn't
even play well in the cold at all.
The fact that there isn't even a one in that column. After, like, it is such a hard and fast rule. Under 40 doesn't win. After, ooh, how long has he been in the league now? Six, seven years?
6-7.
Did not do that on purpose, and I wish I hadn't said it. But, I still can't wrap my head around that. Okay, so we got the Jags. We got the Jets. We got Ted Johnson and his 10-3 record going with the Los Angeles Rams. 8.5-point favorites against the Arizona Cardinals. Big number. Do you like it, Andy?
I do, actually, because I think the Rams are... I still do think they're the most well-rounded team in football, potentially, even though they had the hiccup last week. But Matthew Stafford, don't be throwing two interceptions and fumbling the ball away. That's how you lose as an 8.5-point favorite. But yeah, I think they probably bounce back against the Cardinals because the Cardinals just ain't it.
Fitz, you like this one big number for a road team?
Yeah, but the problem is, like, yeah, I just don't want to. I don't want to get involved in anything with the Cardinals these days because, while they're not winning lots of games, for some reason, whatever Jedi powers Jacoby Brissett picked up along the way recently and the thing that he's got going on with Michael Wilson kind of just make them like a nag. Like, they're not going to win, but could I see them can I see the Rams up 15 with 1.5 minutes left and a garbage time touchdown comes in and they end up covering by 8, losing by 0.5 point? Yes. So it's a scary proposition. I understand why, but it's risky.
It's risky, and the slate this week is also just kind of tough. I mean, yeah, there's compelling games, but there aren't a lot of obvious, I feel comfortable making these picks. One of them, however, for me, because I got in and made my pick first, was Denver -7.5 at Las Vegas.
Seems safe.
Yeah, it's been kind of a race to the pick of whoever can pick who's playing against the Raiders. And I just happen to win it this week.
The only concern I would have, and I make this joke with some seriousness behind it, is I feel like every time I watch a Broncos game, they're up like 6-3.
Yeah.
And you're like, this one's probably over. They're kind of controlling it. But you just never know when you're laying 7.5 points how that game plays out. Because their defense is great, and their offense is an offense.
Yeah, it was 20. Their last handful of games, 27-26 at the Commanders, 22-19 against the Chiefs, 10-7 against the Raiders, 18-15 against the Texans. So the last four have been nail biters. Mm. And a couple of, you know, teams in there and the Commanders and the Raiders that you look at and go, I don't love it, but I'm gambling on Denver proving that they deserve to be where they are. I may not believe it as much as I believe it with New England, but I will gamble enough to have them win by 7.5 or more.
The other concern that I have here is I always think, and I've told you guys this a million times, division games can be weird. And if I'm looking at this right,
mm-hmm,
Division game, division game, division game, division game. We're 4 for 4 picking division games so far. Oh, great. This ought to be fun.
We're picking the weird.
At least we took the underdogs in a couple of them, so maybe that helps us there, taking the underdogs. But division games get weird.
I like it.
Division dog. That's what we'll call this, the division dog parlay.
Well, people are calling us idiots because, God, I got to start betting against you guys. 2 picks and 2 dogs and picking the Jets.
We're
and this
40
and
36. We're up 4 games on the season, mofo.
Yeah, mofo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ofo?
508?
There's a disagreement about the temperature at kickoff between Dolphins and Jets, too. So I don't know if you're checking out.
What is Bruce Schwegler saying on the text line?
413 says it's going to be 41 degrees. He's got you by a degree.
Okay, guess what? Under 45. Still under 45.
That was the stat. Yeah, 413.
Yeah, so, yeah, why don't
idiots.
You suck it, Dick Albert.
Whoa. Hey, now.
And to round out the parlay this week, Stiz, Stan Bruno, out today, has the Cleveland Browns. He's betting on them, and he means it.
Shador?
4.5-point favorites, Shador and the Browns, against the 1-11 Tennessee Titans.
So we already won a game picking Shador, right?
Yes.
Or I won a game picking Shador.
Right.
We going to that well again?
I mean,
how we feel about that?
1-11 Tennessee. Cam Ward has like 7 touchdowns and 7 picks or something like that.
That's not great either.
No, I know.
Against the Cleveland, I just want to put it against the Cleveland, the worst team in football, against the Cleveland defense at home where they are monsters.
Right up until Shador throws 2 pick-sixes or something weird happens.
Hey, they're 1-1 in their last 2. Now the win is against the Raiders, but they beat them by 14.
Yep.
And that was the game that you picked.
As I predicted.
No, I'm okay with that. And then Brian Frazoco has the Bills -5.5 against the Cincinnati Bengals, a game that Fitz, you highlighted right off the rip when we were talking about which games are you most intrigued by. So you comfortable with a 5.5 number for Buffalo?
That to me is the ultimate teaser game, Dan.
Yeah.
Like you tease Cincinnati up to take the classic 6-pointer, get them up to 11.5, just on the off chance, like they're down a few and there's a pick or a fumble or something late and there's some Bills Mafia magic later on. I can only imagine that there are going to be so many teasers this Sunday, teasing the Broncos down, teasing Cincinnati up. A lot like, I'm sure last night a lot of people got cleaned out because it seemed too easy to have like Dallas +9.5. Who had them losing by 14? But then again, good to have. By the way, we didn't even really talk about last night's game. Glad to have those frauds out of the picture now. That's it. Enough. Like, stop. You tempted me and you teased me and you pleased me temporarily with that offense and the Quinnen Williams addition. You stink. You're still the Cowboys. Go F yourselves.
So our picks for this week, Jaguars +1.5. You got the Jets +2.5. Rams -8.5. Denver Broncos -7.5. Browns -4.5. And the Bills -5.5. Those 6 picks win Andy Hart $107.44 on his $2 bet. That might be a season record.
I think it is.
At +5272 for those that are wagering. 10-537-22 is your number.
Christmas money, baby.
That's right. Good luck to those who are participating.
Now who's dog? Now who's barking?
I think that was me, but I didn't do it, so I don't know. Jackson with the old drop in my own head. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends as we put the end to an odd show here for an odd week. Talk to you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.